AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. At least 25 people were hurt this morning when an Air Canada jetliner from Toronto slammed down hard on a runway in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Airport spokesman Peter Spurway says power was briefly knocked out at the field.
We did have a power interruption at the terminal building. We're not entirely sure if it's connected with the airfield incident, but the power is back on now, and so that's great help.
Businessman Mike Magnus was on the plane when it landed.
It is my understanding, now I was in the plane, so I was in the first row, so I'm only hearing this secondhand, but it appears that the plane clipped the power line as it approached the runway.
Magnus says passengers on board screamed as the plane skidded off the snow-covered runway. Still no motive for that young German co-pilot who flew a Germanwings A320 into a mountainside in the French Alps on Tuesday, killing all 150 people on board, including himself. Kentucky is still undefeated. Win number 38 came at the expense of Notre Dame last night. Kentucky coach John Calipari says he's proud of the way his players hung in there.
All we did was we were just scratching to stay in the game. I don't know if our breakdowns until I watched the tape were us or Notre Dame being that good offensively.
Notre Dame coach Mike Bray says it was a great game, even if his team lost by two free throws in the last 6 seconds.
It lived up to the hype. We're extremely disappointed. We really thought we had a great chance of beating them, and I thought we displayed that. But I think you got to give them credit. They made some big plays. They made some timely three-point shots.
The Wildcats will meet Wisconsin next week in Indianapolis in the semifinals. This is AP Radio News. Hopes are dimming as rescue workers search for at least two people still missing after Thursday's blast that leveled three apartment buildings in New York City.
Cadaver-sniffing dogs are out here looking for the two men, both in their 20s, that were at the Sushi Park restaurant when the explosion happened. Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says it's a painstaking 24-hour-a-day process that could take up to a week.
We use heavy machinery to dig it out. We drop it in the street. We manually look through it, sift through it. The dogs sniff out the debris, and we continue to do it with each scoop of rubble that comes out.
Investigators are also looking for the cause of the blast, which they say was possibly a gas line that was improperly tapped. In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
Amid signs of trouble in that Iran nuclear negotiation, Secretary of State John Kerry has canceled plans to return to the U.S. for an event honoring his late friend, Senator Edward Kennedy. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.